Good afternoon. Gusty winds will dominate the weather picture today across interior New York and New England, at times over 30 miles per hour. The wind is driving in much cooler air than we had seen earlier in the week when temperatures were well into the 70s. And now we'll be left with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s on average, especially across the higher terrain, with some of the valleys getting into the middle and upper 60s. As we go through the day, we'll have in-and-out sunshine along with the wind, which will persist into the evening hours. Then skies will be partly cloudy overnight as high pressure builds in from the Great Lakes. The high will also allow the wind to slacken off overnight, which in turn will push temperatures back down into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some of the higher terrain may get even lower into the 30s, producing a frost by tomorrow morning. During the day on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, less wind. It'll be more comfortable and not as cool as today, with highs into the upper 60s. Another shot of cooler air will head our way from the north on Friday. It'll produce a mix of sun and clouds and perhaps even a passing shower. It'll become breezy again, with highs in the middle 60s. Behind this system, even cooler air for Saturday morning, and more folks in the area will see a frost by the beginning of the weekend. Although a nice rebound on Saturday afternoon with partly sunny skies, highs in the middle to upper 60s. Eventually, a ridge of high pressure will build back into the region for the latter stages of the holiday weekend, and we'll enjoy a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday and Monday with highs in the middle to upper 70s before the next front heads our way with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday night and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southwest Texas. Strong daytime heating across far west and southwestern Texas will contribute to rapidly cooling temperatures with height, and surface parcels should approach their convective temperatures by late afternoon. It appears even minimal wind convergence will be enough for thunderstorm development in this environment, and modest deep layer shear should support at least organized multi-cell updrafts or perhaps even weak supercells. Large hail and strong winds are the primary risks. And flash flood watches and warnings remain in effect for southern Oklahoma and northern Texas along the Red River. Strong thunderstorms will produce another 1 to 3 inches of rain over already saturated ground. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 21 at Hettinger, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high 91 set in 1962, and the record low 29 in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cooler today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler today, with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler today, with highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today, also much cooler, with highs in the lower to middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. Not as cool, still in the upper 60s, though. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy Friday with a passing shower, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, a chilly start back into the middle and upper 60s in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday back into the middle and upper 70s for the holiday weekend. And on Tuesday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.